Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa Senator for District 12, Amy Sinclair. All right, so in this last week, the bathroom bill was passed and signed into law. Can you tell me your thoughts on the bill?
Sure. And so the bathroom bill essentially just says that students in K-12 schools will use the bathroom that corresponds with their sex at birth, but that schools will provide accommodations for those students who don't feel safe using those bathrooms. And so, in other words, a single-sex bathroom stall would be made available in addition to shower and change facilities. So no one is not going to be accommodated based on their gender identity, but those accommodations will also take into account the needs of biological boys and biological girls.
All right. And then there's also a local option sales tax that was in the Senate. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. And that's a ways and means bill that's part of a broader property tax bill, a broader tax reform bill. And the gist of it is that almost every single community across the state of Iowa, with the exception of just a handful of cities and counties, all local municipalities have a local option sales tax. And so by the state increasing the state sales tax to 7 cents and then redistributing out those and making the local option sales tax statewide, it only affects a handful of municipalities. Almost every municipality in existence would continue to see no change in their local option sales tax. The only difference is they wouldn't have to have that renewal every 10 years. All that they would have to do was do a vote for a revenue purpose statement. The dollars would continue to flow in. There would be no change in the tax level. It would trigger the I Will Fund, but that fund would then be, those dollars would then be transferred to the I Will Fund out of the general fund as part of the regular sales tax collections. Now, I don't know that lost section is going to move forward. And again, most communities, most municipalities would see zero change with that change to a statewide, much like they changed the save, you know, several years ago, probably 15 years ago, that was transitioned over to statewide. This would be similar to that. So the collections would come to the state. They would be dispersed out just as they are for whatever purposes local folks chose, with the exception of those areas that didn't already have a local option sales tax. The change is that it would then trigger the I Will, and so we would be funding the Conservation Trust Fund. All of that to be said, it's part of that broader tax reform bill, and that broader tax reform bill is pulling in ideas from the House, pulling in ideas from the Senate, and so whether the changes to sales tax would come into play in the final cut, I don't know. Ways and Means bills, which this bill is, Ways and Means bills are funnel proof, so that bill will continue to be tweaked and worked on and reviewed and considered up to the end of session. In fact, I would bet that the property tax reform package will be one of the last items completed here at the State House.
And then there's another bill going over age-appropriate books for schools. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. There was a bill passed out of the Senate last week that dealt with parental rights and transparency in curriculum. And there was also a portion of that bill that just said, hey, look, if a book meets with the standards that are already in Iowa code for sexual activity, sex acts, in 702.17, that those books are not appropriate to be in a K-12 school. Sex acts are really explicit. It talks about what is a sex act and goes into great detail. It is a pretty high bar. So what we finally settled on was that books that do meet that high bar of a qualification of a sex act are not things that children in our K-12 schools need to be reviewing, need to be instructed on using the taxpayer dime, right? So we don't think as public schools that those institutions ought to be talking about things that are described as sex acts in Iowa code. And so curriculum and books that meet that definition would not be allowed in K-12 schools. Now, to say that we're banning books, that's absolutely false. If a parent wants a child to have access to some of those books that might meet that definition, that's certainly in their purview to access those at a city library or at a Barnes & Noble or wherever. All we're saying is that as part of our K-12 standards of instruction, anything that meets the definition of a sex act should not be a part of our K-12 standards of instruction.
So basically just taking anything that would, as you said, meet those definitions, that bar of this has sex acts in it, and throwing it out of public schools into the public sector and letting parents do that if they want to, but keeping it away from students.
All the bill does is says that public schools aren't going to provide that material. And so I suppose if a parent wants that material provided to their child, if they feel it is useful for raising their child, that's their call. I won't tell a parent not to do that. What I will say is the teachers who are employed by the state of Iowa using tax dollars to purchase curriculum shouldn't purchase curriculum and books that meet a standard that's already defined in Iowa code that is a sex act. They're children. We should not be talking with children about sex acts. And so whether a parent would choose to do something other than that or not, that's not for me to say as a legislature, as a governing body of the state, that we shouldn't support instructing children or providing materials to children that meet a legal qualification of a sex act. So to say that they might not go out and get it somewhere else, that's not my call. But my call is to say what a standard of instruction is for a school. And the bill that came out of the Senate said that the standard of instruction of materials and books, curriculum, shouldn't meet that standard of a sex act, that that's an age inappropriate bit of instruction for a child under the age of 18.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.